The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions. Hello, I'm Rabbi Matt Schneeweiss, and this is the Stoic Jew podcast where we explore the relationship between Judaism and Stoicism. Today, there will be no reading. we're going to do something experimental. And I thought about how or whether to do this, and that's hence the experimental part. So let me just start by saying that lately, I could say over the last like 3 weeks, but really the last week mostly, I have gotten into IFS, IFS being internal family systems therapy. I'm doing it on my own. I'm reading the books. I'm learning the methods. And I am deliberately not going to go into what that is here because that would be its own subject. And I also don't feel qualified to talk about it. But suffice it to say, I have started to get to know my own psyche in ways that I didn't expect. And today's session that I did a little while ago brought up something that had to do with the podcast. And so I actually started, much like in psychoanalysis, then, you know, you can start with a phenomenon or an experience that you had in life and then start your session there. So I started with the fact that, you know, usually I get into the pattern of recording an episode the morning before I publish it. So I'll record, let's say, Tuesday's episode on Monday morning, Wednesday's episode on Tuesday morning, but I got out of sync this week. And I never really got back into it. And so I haven't recorded Thursday's episode yet, today's episode. I'm recording this on Wednesday, by the way. So it's Wednesday afternoon. I haven't recorded Thursday's episode yet. And I was feeling resentful about the fact that I had to do it, you know? So I'm going to tell you, I guess, what the conclusions are of my IFS self-therapy session without using IFS terminology, because I think that would confuse things. So basically, the findings, in yesterday's session, I basically came to terms with the fact that I feel like I have to keep on hitting the targets that I set. And as much as I enjoy, Stoicism and teaching the Stoic ideas, the Stoic Jew podcast sometimes feels like an obligation. And I felt like I had to, it's a target that I had to keep hitting. So that was yesterday, you know, and I just encountered this part of my psyche that felt like it kept on having to hit the targets, and I didn't really make any headway with it. So today, though, in today's session, I engaged that same part of my psyche, and I said, what would happen if you... do you really have to hit the target today? And actually, let me just look at my actual journal here because I wrote it down afterwards. I've been writing this out here. So I asked it. Oh yeah. So the way I asked it was, "Are you okay sitting this one out?" You know, I asked that part of myself, and I was surprised to find that the answer was yes, that I'm okay sitting it out. And then when I probed further, to inquire why, after all that determination I encountered yesterday that I have to hit these targets, when I was probing further to figure out why, why I was okay sitting one out, then the answer I received was because at this point people know I can hit the targets. And that was very eye-opening to me because, I thought that the main thing was actually hitting the targets. And I guess what I was actually, the motivation I was actually, attached to was the convincing myself, I guess, that people know that I can hit the targets, and that was really more important to me than hitting the actual targets. Now, you could argue by the fact that I am recording this now, that it actually is important for me to actually hit the targets. And that's why I recorded this episode. I did this earlier in the winter also, when I was considering, skipping a day, and then I made an episode about my desire to skip a day. So I don't really know what that means, but, I guess the reason why I wanted to bring this up is because, the Stoics focus a lot on the aspects of the external world that you can control and that you can't control. And what Freud did, you know, when he paved the way for, and what various other therapy paradigms have done, is to show that there is a whole host of internal forces that you also can't control. And that's something that I'm getting to know through IFS. But the interesting thing with IFS is that you actually engage them as though they are autonomous, as though they are actually autonomous, you know, sub personalities or, you know, entities with their own thoughts and feelings. And that really just underscores the fact that they're not within your control. And it actually makes it much easier to grapple with them, you know? So something about this last self-therapy session that I did, really, I don't know, really like ironically, it triggered the Stoic, you know, the Epictetus's premise here about the dichotomy between what you can and can't control. And that made it, that made it just easier to accept the reality that, yeah, I have this part of me that feels like I need to hit the targets. But if I give that part its space and really like ask it what it wants to do, then it will surprise me sometimes by giving me this information that like I don't actually need to do this, you know? And it'll show me what it really cares about, which is the fact that people know I can hit the targets. You know, that's more knowledge that I can use in actualizing myself. So I know that sounds a little weird. This whole thing might sound a little weird to someone who's not familiar with the IFS therapy. And I actually am going to consider not uploading this. We'll see what happens if I do. But that was the lesson I learned. And that's why I don't have any actual, any regular episode today, although I am obviously uploading this episode if that's what you're hearing right now. So yeah, that's it for today's episode. I don't know how much, you know, if you know me as a teacher or as a learner, you'll know that whatever I'm interested in kind of seeps its way into everything. So now that I'm really into IFS, I have no idea whether this is going to affect things. And I'm already starting to see connections between Stoicism and IFS, and IFS and Mishle and IFS and Tefillah. So we'll see where this goes. But either way, that's it for today's episode. If you've gained from what you've learned here today and would like to support my production of even more Torah content, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeweis. Link is in the description. Thank you to my listeners for listening, and thank you to my patrons for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.